you.
And with your spirit.
And let us pray. Direct us, O Lord, in all our actions by your gracious favor, and further us with your continued help, that in all works begun, continued, and ended in your name, we may glorify your holy name, and finally, by your mercy, receive eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated. The first scripture reading, Acts 1, verses 1 to 11. The former treatise have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach until the day in which he was taken up. After that, he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive, and his passion, and many infallible proofs, being seen of them for 40 days, speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days henceforth. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the time and the seasons, which the Father hath put in his own power. But you shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me into both Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the utmost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. And they said, you men of Galilee, why stand you gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. So far. The commentary. The apostles looked up to heaven. Since Christ ascended, the church fixes her eyes there, looks longingly until he comes again. Also, here the longing for Christ's return breaks through. Together now with the Psalm 47, responsively. O clap your hands, all ye people.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph.
For the Lord is most high is terrible.
He is the great king over all the earth.
He shall subdue the people under under us.
And the nations under our feet.
He shall choose our inheritance for us.
The excellency of Jacob, whom he loved.
God has gone up with a shout.
The Lord with the sound of a trumpet.
Sing praises to God, sing praises.
Sing praises unto our King, sing praises.
For God is the King of all the earth.
Sing ye praises with understanding.
God reigneth over the heathen.
God sitteth upon the throne of his holiness.
The princes of the people are gathered together, even the people of the God of Abraham.
For the shields of the earth belong unto God. He is greatly exalted.
And so far. The scripture reading, St. Mark chapter 16, verses 14 to 20. After he appeared to the 11 themselves as they sat at the table, and he upbraided them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had risen. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe in the name of my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues, they will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. So then the Lord Jesus, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven and sat down at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the message by signs and attended it. Amen. Commentary. As a contemplation of the past, our Lord did not ascend until he had gathered up the threads of his earthly ministry. He confirmed the doubts, he confirmed the doubting faith of the apostles by clear evidence of his resurrection. He gave them the final commission to go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creatures. He instituted the holy sacrament of baptism as the pledge of salvation and gave solemn warning of the danger of unbelief. Whoever disbelieves will be condemned. He gave them his last promise of supernatural assistance and the miraculous power to the exercise of his name as evidence to his disciples of the reality of his mission. Now, as the inauguration of the future, not until the Lord completed his work was he received up with triumph into heaven and exalted to the right hand of God. The departure of his master was a sign for the activity of his followers. They went forth and preached everywhere, strong in the power of their ascended Lord and attestation afforded by the miracles. So far. We continue with hymn 213.
Thank you.
celebration, and it's marked or based upon the gospel lesson, and I would like to read verse 19. So then after the Lord spoke unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat down on the right hand of God. So far, please be seated. I do hope all of your Ascension Day cards have reached you all in time. Ascension Day cards? What are you talking about? What do you mean? Nobody sends Ascension Day cards. As a matter of fact, most people don't even know what Ascension Day is. If Easter is important only because of the new clothes and the Easter bunnies, and if Christmas is important only because of the Christmas parties and gifts, then I suppose the Ascension Day is not very important at all. However, if Christmas is associated with Christ and Easter with his resurrection, then Ascension Day has a very great importance. Because of the fact that the world has not succeeded in cluttering Ascension Day with all of its externals that have but poisoned, if you will, Christmas and Easter, maybe Ascension Day can become for us one of the most meaningful celebrations of the year. This evening we climb the mountain, the Mount of Olives, with Jesus, and from its top we can look down upon the valley, upon the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed and where he suffered. And as we scan the city of Jerusalem, we see off to the left the palace of Caiaphas, where Jesus was condemned. And somewhere to the right is the location of the court of Pilate, where Jesus was abused and sentenced to death. And then a little further to the right is the gate through which he passed on his way to Calvary and to death. And oh yes, there's the open tomb. And as Jesus looks at all of this, he smiles and he says, "It is finished." And as our text says, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Christ's ascension meant triumph and glory for him. Heaven's hero had now returned. Heaven's angels had seen him leave some 30 years ago before, and they had sent him on a mission with a great fanfare. And when on that first Christmas they sang out over the field of Bethlehem, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The sweetness of that music, that's the sweetest music that the world has ever heard. And now that he was returning with the mission accomplished, I'm sure that praises were even more glorious. But they also knew how he had succeeded, overcoming sin and Satan and hell. And so heaven received Jesus as the victor and the champion and the hero that he truly was. But let's also remember that Christ's ascension not only meant praise, but also a future position of glory and responsibility for him. For we read in Ephesians, God set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things, especially the church. It is because of this reference in the scriptures that we say in the Apostles' Creed, he ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. Jesus Christ under his control. I know at times it seems that Satan is ruling everything, but it only seems that so. It's not so. Jesus Christ is still the ruler and will remain the ruler and will in the meantime make all things work together for good to those who love him. Christ's ascension also meant triumph and joy for his disciples. As a rule, a departure of a friend or a loved one brings sorrow. But the departure of Jesus meant triumph and joy for his followers. True, they had been extremely sorrowful on Calvary, but by this time they knew a lot more, and they believed a lot more than they had heard on that very first day. Now they knew for a fact that Jesus Christ was the divine Son of God, the promised Messiah, and the Savior of the entire world. Now they believed beyond a shadow of a doubt that he would send them the Holy Spirit for wisdom, for comfort, and how he would establish the church through them, and how he himself, Christ, would come again one day and take all of his followers with him back into heaven. And because of this, they no longer hid behind locked doors. Now they went openly into the temple, and they thanked and praised God before the very enemies with peace and joy and courage. You see, though Jesus was no longer with them physically, they knew he was with them spiritually. And this gave them all the courage that they needed to face the world and to build his church. Christ's ascension has meaning for us today as well. And I'm sure that at times you have, like me, thought, boy, wouldn't it be great if Christ was living here on earth, visibly. But the more you think about it, I don't really know if that would be a good idea. What a strange world it would be if Jesus was still living on earth, perhaps in Jerusalem or some other town, when even any of us would have a problem, we would find ourselves running to the travel bureau, trying to buy a ticket to go where he was. And can you imagine the confusion of finding thousands and thousands standing in line, waiting to talk to the Lord? It would take days of waiting to be given maybe a 5-minute audience with him. The sick and the old would never be able to endure it. Very few people could even afford it. But in his ascension, Jesus withdrew his visible presence from us, that he might be invisibly present with everyone everywhere in the world. To come to him now no longer means for us to travel. All we have to do is open the eyes of our faith and see him present with us everywhere that we are. All we need is to take to him, for he has promised, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. No matter how forsaken we are, nobody cares. Jesus is always there as our personal present Savior and friend. Yes, our Ascension Day will be a day of triumph also. It will mean no more sorrow, no more sadness, no more pain or suffering. It will be a life at its very best. May God grant this to each of us. Amen.
Amen.
Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this evening and extend itself into all of eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Be seated. imitate the early disciples and joyfully function as organs of Christ's mystical body by making disciples of all nations in the face of the fact that here on earth the church will always be humbled, hated, persecuted as her Lord? Can we remain faithful and loyal to our Christ while walking through life the path that he trod? This will require faith, believing without seeing. So we come to the Lord this evening at his table and have communion with him. Here he assures us that he died for us, his body was given for us, his blood was shed for us. And if he died for us and rose for us, he ascended for us. He has gone to prepare a place for us in the heavenly mansions. We too shall have our ascension. A man, our brother, has entered the realms of glory and blazed the trail for us to follow. Yes, he will come again and take us home to the Father's house. Let us confess our sins. O Almighty God,
merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto thee all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended thee, and justly deserve thy temporal and eternal punishments. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them. And I pray thee of thy boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Sacrament of Absolution. Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.
The hymn of praise, 307, please be seated.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen.
Amen.
And please be seated.
Savior, Jesus Christ, given into death for all of our sins. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for the remission of all of our sins.
May this body and blood strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
body and blood, strengthen and preserve you unto one life eternal. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen. Take it. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that was given through death for the forgiveness of our sins. Take a drink. This is the true blood of Christ, the very blood that was shed for us on Calvary's cross for the forgiveness of our sins. Now may this body of God strengthen and preserve you, keep you in the one true faith and a life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Amen.
And please rise for the ascension litany. Thanks be to you, most glorious God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, for the revelation of yourself in this our world, and for our commission of your church to proclaim the gospel of Christ to every creature.
Thanks be to you, O God.
For the earthly disciples who were sent forth by Christ to proclaim the coming of the kingdom.
We praise you, O God.
For the apostles of the nations who in obedience to his word carried the gospel through the world.
We praise you, O God.
For the missionaries known and unknown who first brought the gospel to these shores.
We praise you, O God.
For all the faithful who in the ages of darkness kept their lamps burning and watched for the coming of the Lord.
We praise you, O God.
For all who at any time have recalled the church to her great task of evangelizing the world.
We praise you, O God.
For those who have gone to the ends of the earth with the joyful news and have sought out the dark places to bring light to them that dwell in the shadow of death.
We praise you, O God.
For your messengers who have joined the noble army of martyrs, and for all converts to the faith who have sealed their testimony with their own blood.
We praise you, O God.
For the innumerable company who now praise your name out of every kindred and nation and tongue.
We praise you, O God. Alleluia. Amen.
We humbly acknowledge, O Lord, our unworthiness of your mercies and confess how little we have done to hand on in freedom in the fullness of faith which was brought to us through so many perils and purchased with such pain.
O Lord, forgive.
Our past unfaithfulness.
O Lord, forgive.
Our neglected opportunities.
O Lord, forgive.
Our deafness to your calls.
O Lord, forgive.
Our small sacrifice for so great a cause.
O Lord, forgive.
Our forgetfulness of those who have gone forth relying on our prayers.
O Lord, forgive.
We beseech you to hear us, O Lord, that you would stir up the hearts of your faithful people to greater obedience and unity of your church, to face the world's great need, that you would send forth laborers into the harvest.
Hear us, we beseech you.
That those who have gone forth to be supporters of your presence, guided by your counsel and filled with your power.
Hear us, we beseech you.
Finally, O Lord, we pray that you give to all professing Christians living in foreign lands a sense of their responsibility, that they may adorn the doctrine of our Savior by their good example, and so commend the faith to others. And we beseech you to hasten the time when the gospel shall be preached unto all the nations, and the whole world be filled with knowledge of your love. O God of all nations of the earth, please help us remember the multitudes who have been created in your image, yet know not the fullness of your truth according to your love of your Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that by prayers and labors of your church, they may be delivered from unbelief and brought to worship you. Through him, whom you have sent to be our salvation, the resurrection and the life of all the faithful, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and to be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.
Amen.
Closing hymn 215.